Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Horton girls basketball. Head coach Gary Sorensen joins us. Like the boys team, the Horton girls went over a week without playing a game last week. But good news, coach, is that you bounced back last night when you get on the court and come out hot and play really well. You end up beating McClouth 52-14 for your third consecutive win. So how was the time off? And it must have done pretty well according to that McClouth score last night, huh?
Well, our kids are playing hard and they're playing well. The week off in the middle of the season is kind of tough, but it gave us an opportunity to work on some things and get some injuries healed up, and we were ready to play last night. And now we go two games every week, and so here we go.
What were the biggest things that stood out getting back on the court against McClouth? You had played them, you know, not too long ago, earlier this month, but sounded like kind of a quick start, huh?
Yeah, our kids come out really prepared to play. We hit some shots early, and we struggled early in the year scoring points, and we're scoring well now. We're hitting some threes and moving the ball well, and I'm really happy the way the kids are playing.
You feel like they're developing some confidence and a little momentum here at the right time, just believing in themselves and each other a little bit more together as a team?
Well, Justin, I think that's the right word that you use, confidence. Our kids are coming out now with, you know, they really feel like the offenses we're running and what we're trying to get, that you can just see in their face. And obviously our schedule's going to get tougher, but we're playing with a lot more confidence and the kids are playing hard.
Yeah, you're at Valley Falls and then at Jeff County North here on Friday and Tuesday. And most of your games that you have left are rematches. You lost to Valley Falls and JC time around. So is that a little extra motivation maybe going into these games trying to avenge some of the defeats?
Well, yeah, you know, motivation is I talk to a lot of people and they go, well, you know, what are you trying to do? And I said, hey, we're working on our game. And the teams that beat us early in the year, they played well and we didn't. And hopefully we can be a little bit more competitive, and I think we will be. So motivation, I don't know if that's the word we're looking for. We're just, you know, I told our kids we're 5-8, and they knew that, and they were excited about it, and we just want to keep improving on that.
Yeah, 5 wins, step in the right direction. And let's be honest, I mean, your Valley Falls and JCN games, those were December 5th and 8th, so that seems like 2 years ago at this point. I mean, I guess if nothing else, it'll be interesting, I think, for you and the girls maybe just to see, you know, how far they've progressed and come along.
Well, that's one thing we talk a lot about, and I bring to them, I says, girls, we're not even the same team we were in December. Yep. And, you know, we were so young, and we're still young. But those young kids have grown up so much, we're a different ball club. Yeah, with that said, we still have to put the ball in the hole and play hard.
Well, best of luck in those upcoming road games, coach. Hopefully you keep a winning streak going here, and we'll talk again next week.
Justin, I always appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Gary Sorensen, head coach of the Horton Girls. We'll talk Charger boys basketball next with Coach Losey.